Regina, Week 2 of the 2023 Canada Winter Games continues in Pei with all sports now underway or beginning Wednesday. There are many Team Saskatchewan athletes that will be competing today. Team Saskatchewan in depth. Hockey, female. After a rough opening night at the Canada Winter Games, Team Sask was back in Summerside on Tuesday night to take on Quebec. The game was tied 2-2 after 40 minutes before Quebec scored the game winner and added one into an empty net to win the game 4-2. Greta Henderson and Ella Wingert scored for Saskatchewan in the loss. On Wednesday, the team will face New Brunswick at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Team NB is also 0-2 heading into the game. Curling, mixed doubles. History was made at the Canada Games on Tuesday morning as the first ever mixed doubles curling games took place. Not only was Saskatchewan part of the historic opening draw, they picked up an historic first win, beating Newfoundland 5-4. They'll face BC on Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and then Yukon at 11 a.m. Saskatchewan's team is made up of 17-year-old Dylan Dirksen of Hague alongside 16-year-old Melissa Rose Remishilo of Warman. All mixed doubles are played at the Montague Curling Club. Curling, male. Saskatchewan's male curling team is off to a rocky start after opening day losses to both Quebec and Newfoundland on Tuesday at the Silver Fox Entertainment Complex in Summerside. The team is skipped by 17-year-old Dion LeVenture of Leoville. Jaden Dovan, 17, of Spiritwood will throw lead stones. Bowden Booth, 18, is the second, and 16-year-old Karsten Sousey of Leoville will throw third stones. The boys have a day off on Wednesday before returning to action on Thursday. Snowboard. Qualification heats in men's and women's slopestyle took place Tuesday morning. Aaron Furnez of Regina was the lone snowboarder to qualify for the final and finished 8th overall. On Wednesday, it will be the parallel giant slalom for both the male and female competitors. Qualification starts at 8:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. Cross-country skiing. The male 10 kilometers classic, interval start, took place Tuesday. Saskatchewan's Alistair Engli, Graham Farthing, and Isaac Zimmer finished 27th, 28th, and 19th respectively. William McGonigal finished 34th, Isaiah Mayer 37th, and Logan Amos 59th. In the 7.5 kilometers female event, Heidi Wall finished 27th, Maria McCartney 29th, Markale Philp 34th, Julia Barassa 40th, Riel Shikotko 45th, and Olivia Wyman 46th. On Wednesday morning, sprints for male, female, and para-Nordic will take place starting with qualifications at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Finials will begin around 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and run through the early afternoon. Badminton. Preliminary round began Tuesday morning in mixed doubles. Natalie, 17, and Niklaus, 20, Eng of Regina won their first match 2-0 but fell in their second. No Saskatchewan teams made it through to the quarterfinals. In male doubles, William Brennan and Barry Shea won their opening match 2-0 against Yukon. They lost their next match to Ontario to fall short of the quarters. Nathaniel and Niklaus Eng lost their opening match to Nova Scotia and failed to advance. In female doubles, Jenny Chen and Sophie O'Neill won their opening match against Newfoundland to advance to round two. Male and female singles play also began on Tuesday. William Brennan beat Ben Nogaler of the Northwest Territories 2-0 in preliminary round one but lost his match in preliminary round two. Chris Chen beat Lenny Jong of Newfoundland 2-0 in round one and Riley Steinwind of Team NT 2-0 in round two. In round three, Chen fell to Anthony Nguyen of Quebec, just missing out on the quarterfinals. In female singles, Saskatchewan dropped both of its round one matches. Badminton is held at Kai Wan Young Sports Center in Charlottetown. Alpine skiing. The Super G was held on Tuesday at Crab Mountain. In the female event, Eva Schaefer finished 35th, Jacqueline Sten 43rd, Brooke Mack 44th, Danica LeVenture 46th, Ava Starkenbaum 50th, Mira Kiefer 52nd, and Addison Avery Rumanchik 57th. In the Super G male, Jesse Jameson finished 40th, Ryan Jameson 41st, Ryken Schumann 42nd. Cole Krushelnicki finished 44th, Joe Allen 52nd, Zach Kirk 54th, and Ty Anand 61st. Wednesday will feature the men's, women's and para-male giant slalom. The giant slalom para-male will start at 7:35 a.m. Central Standard Time. Figure skating. In North Rustico, the short program began Tuesday night for the pre-novice males. Skaters Eric Swam and Rowan Lewis Gray of Moose Jaw sit 12th and 13th respectively after the short program. The free program is scheduled for Thursday. Pre-novice mixed pairs is scheduled for Wednesday afternoon beginning at 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Later on at 2:55 p.m. Central Standard Time it will be the short program for pre-novice females. Boxing. The first ever female boxing matches at a Canada Games will happen Tuesday afternoon in Summerside. Action for both men's and women's boxing will start at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time daily and be held at the Canada Games Multi-Sport Dome at Credit Union Place. Three members of the team were in action Tuesday. Alex McKenzie in the 60 kilograms women's event lost her bout. Caden Hunter, 63.5 kilograms category, won his opening bout while Franklin Mu, 57 kilograms event, did not. Shay Kinochik in the 67 kilograms group will step into the ring on Wednesday. It is a double knockout draw where each boxer will have a minimum of two bouts. Fencing. No medals Tuesday for Saskatchewan in fencing. Gage Keith finished 9th in men's foil and Zula Jong finished 8th in female épée. On Wednesday will be foil female and sabre male starting at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time at the Eastlink Center. Judo. Judo begins competition on Wednesday in Charlottetown. Medal rounds are scheduled for Wednesday, Thursday and Saturday. Competition is scheduled to begin at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time with the 52 kilograms female and the 50 kilograms male events. Avery Gibney of Moose Jaw will face Liana O of BC in bout 1 while Pax Nelson of Moose Jaw is set to face Quebec's Antoine Degranges. Early morning preliminary round matches will determine other Saskatchewan opponents on Wednesday. Archery. Archery begins on Wednesday for Team Sask in the compound, team mixed event. Qualification is scheduled to begin early Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time.